show support.
Take care of each other.
Save lives.
Stay strong.
99.5 FM WBAI New York. Good morning to all of our listeners. That last program was Good Morning Nueva York with your host King Downing, which you can hear Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Now, normally coming up, we would have a new day with Johanna Fernandez, but she's taking a bit of a break and will be back soon. So please, until then, please enjoy some WBAI premium programming. Stay tuned.
Welcome, and thank you, thinking person, for tuning in to and choosing New York's free speech alternative radio station, WBAI 99.5 FM. WBAI is commercial free and listener sponsored and brought to you by you, our listeners. My name is Tony Bates. Today, my co-host, Corinne Fornari, and I hope to provide a program filled with solutions, so to speak, for your household and your general health. Today's program is a fundraising program. This is the way we keep WBAI viable and moving forward. We have two items to offer to you today of great interest and of great use for creating the cleanliest possible environment in your home. Item one is just an $80 donation to WBAI. It's called the Fridge Zone. It's a small ozone-generating device which fits snugly into your fridge and has the effect of making your foods last longer, killing odors in your fridge, and generally saving money because of the lack of loss of vegetables and meats in your fridge. Your family will almost immediately begin to save money, in fact, and with this device. The second item is a countertop-based household ozone generator. This item creates crystal clean water for all household uses. That is drinking, that is using to clean countertops, that is using to clean the home environment, it is bathing. No fungus, virus, or bacteria has ever been able to stand up to ozone. So folks use it to clean their counters and the general areas because it's safer than using the poisonous cleaners that we use generally. It's a safe alternative also to the dangerous hand sanitizers we've been using over the last year. This potentially life-changing item is only a donation of $200 to the station. So for a donation of $80, we'll send you out the fridge zone. We don't want to put you in the friend zone. We like you here. And we will also, for a $200 donation, send you out the household ozone generator. If you put the two together, it's only a $280 donation to the station today, and we hope that you will join the folks who'll be calling in to support WBAI. Corinne Fornari, welcome, and let's explain for the audience a little bit about the history of ozone, its discovery, and currently how it's used, both commercially and privately.
Well, ozone was discovered in the 1800s. We've known about it for quite a while, and we've known about it as a cleanser. The first unit that was created for water purification was created in the Netherlands in the late 1800s. Its purifying properties have been known for over a century and a half now, and it's been used continuously. Even now in Niagara Falls, the water that there is purified by using ozone. Also, when they had a problem in Minneapolis with the cryptosporidium in their water that they couldn't get out, which is an infectious bacteria, they used antibiotics, they used Clorox, chlorine, they used all the standard water purifiers, and the only thing that worked was ozone. When they ozonated the water, they were able to purify the water, and it was safe again to drink. So there's a long history in ozone, and the Germans used it. They discovered it during the First World War, before there were antibiotics, and they used it to cleanse the wounds of their soldiers with tremendous success in terms of speeding up healing properties and reducing infections. And so you can watch it throughout history as it was being used. But we're using it, and I'm using it. I've been using it for the last 25 years. I've been using it therapeutically, and I use it in my office as an antibacterial and antiviral. It's phenomenal when people come in with a cold or with a flu, and we utilize an ozone therapy that's prescribed by the Ozone Society, and we can knock it out that afternoon. Sometimes it takes twice, but generally, very often it takes once. But I have an ozone machine that I love that's specifically for the house, for the home. And what happens with ozone, it is a super oxygen. It's an activated oxygen, and it hydrates. So I have an ozone machine, a small one. It's a house ozone machine. It sits on my counter, and I bring all my vegetables home. I put them in the sink, put a little water over them, and turned on the ozone machine. And I clean all the vegetables of bacteria, of virus, of fungus, of parasites. And you know what else, Tony?
What?
I didn't know it worked in this way. But it dissolves pesticides also. It solubilizes them. So now you take your vegetables that have been sitting in this ozone water, and they've absorbed the ozone, so they're fluffier and they're more moist. And then you rinse them off. Now, any pesticide that might be there is being rinsed off simultaneously. And what happens with these vegetables is you can literally see them plumping up, holding more water, and they last longer. They don't oxidize as fast. They don't age as fast. So you're literally, you have a longer time to use these vegetables, and they taste more delicious. They taste like you picked them from your garden that morning. And I've been using that for years. And that is a ozone machine that's specifically for the house. Now, we offered this premium before, but we just had a few of these household generators. We've sent out everyone that was ordered, and the fridge zone, and people were calling my office to ask me, now, I heard about this ozone generator, where can I get it? And it's not available any longer. Well, guess what? We worked with the company. We spoke with the company. They geared up, and they're ready to deliver many more of these ozone generators. And not only will you save money, you'll make your money back by the amount of food that you will have that won't need to be thrown away. In my household, I buy berries all the time. And those berries, they age so fast, we can't eat them that fast. But when I wash them and off with ozone water, I take all the berries, put them in the sink with a little bit of water over them, put the ozone machine on, let it bubble. You can see it bubbling. What happens is the berries are cleaned and cleansed, and you dry them off and put them in your refrigerator, and they don't get moldy like they did before. It's amazing. And you end up eating more of the food that you purchase. Much of the time we buy food and half of it gets thrown away because it ages before we can get to it. But now that does not have to be the case. But that's only one of the uses. But that use will get your money back instantly. And you'll see the savings week by week by week. But there's another product. We brought two products here. We brought the household ozone machine. It's a little box. It sits on your counter, and at least that's where I keep it. And I bought one when they talked about the E. coli in the lettuce. I said, my goodness, I gotta figure this one out, because I can't be bringing in this type of bacteria and then we eat it into my household. So I bought one of these ozone machines, and that was years ago. I wash everything off. If it comes in my house, it's being washed with ozone. But guess what? Yeah, but guess what? There's something else I don't think people realize. If they're buying chicken, guess what? At the factory, it's being washed with ozone. That's the way they prepare chicken to be sent out to the grocery stores. They do an ozone wash, an ozone bath, and then it's sent
out. So we're already using ozone, whether we have one in our house or not.
All the time. It's being used continuously. It's being used in meat factories. In red meat factories. My brother-in-law is a butcher, and he dry ages meat. But that would get all fungusy in the dry aging, because it sits there for a month. It sort of dries out the moisture. He's got an ozone machine running constantly 24/7 in his freezers, as do all the manufacturers of meat products. They keep ozone running constantly to keep the bacteria count down and keep the meat fresh while it's being prepared to be shipped or sent or sold. So we have another one also. It's called a fridge zone, and it's smaller, and it goes in the refrigerator. You know, you smell it when you open the refrigerator. You smell this strong smell of vegetable or fruit or even garlic. You smell it. It's quite pungent. That's the word I was looking for.
Sometimes, well, I open my fridge, Corinne, and I think that maybe George Clinton spent the night in there. It's so funky. So this will take care of that.
This will take care of that, because that smell is a low-level bacteria that creeps into the corners of the refrigerator. And even when you wash it, you can't get to those areas, and it continues to propagate. So, but this fridge zone, it's a small little unit. It's about the size of a baking soda package. And you put it on the side of your refrigerator, and it continuously goes, and it's got batteries, and they're long-lasting because it's using very little energy. And what you do when you open your refrigerator, it just smells delicious. It smells new. And what ends up happening is that surface bacterial growth isn't happening. So again, your food is not breaking down at the rate that it had been normally. So your food is lasting longer while your refrigerator is smelling better and fresher and more delicious. We have both of these units available. We spoke with the company that produces them. It's an American company, and they're ready to ship and ready to deliver. So the fridge zone is available, and it's a wonderful addition, and it does work perfectly, and it's easy to fit into the refrigerator, and your refrigerator smells wonderful. I've had people buy these, and they have refrigerators in like a country house or a cabin somewhere, and there's no way to get the smell out of those refrigerators. You leave the door open, whatever you do, they smell bad. They get one of these, they put it in for a few days, the refrigerator smells like it's brand new. All of that bacteria, all of that yeast or fungus, it's all been immobilized and killed. And now you can put and feel comfortable to put fresh fruit and vegetables in that refrigerator. You don't need to throw away the refrigerator, because it smells wonderful now. So we've got the fridge zone, and we've got the house ozone generator that's right there on the sink. I use it for everything. I wash my eggs off when they come into the house with ozone water.
I think that's so smart.
I take a little bit of water, like a little bowl of water, like a salad bowl, and run the ozone machine. Then I put my cloths and my sponges in it, and I wash my counters. In my office, I wash my counters with ozone. What happens is that, you know, you can use Clorox. Now, Clorox is harsh on the hands. It's not particularly toxic, but it takes, when you put it over the counter, it takes about 20 minutes to kill bacteria, fungus, virus, a minimum of 10 to 20 minutes, okay? Ozone is instantaneous. You put it on, and it literally ruptures the wall of the bacteria, of the fungus, of the virus, and the agent, the offending agent, just dissolves and dies. But yet, we can wash our hands with it, and there's no dryness. It just feels like you washed your hands with water. We can gargle with it. When my child was ill, I'd have a pot, a cup. With the ozone generator, the little probe in there making ozone, and he would come home and gargle with it. And then he would sometimes swallow it, sometimes spit it out. It didn't matter. And what we were doing was killing surface bacteria, fungus, virus, whatever, and bringing down swelling also. It's this wonderful modality.
It sounds great to me. I mean, I'm a singer, and gargling this sounds like it would be great. In the mornings, I get up and gargle salt water to keep my throat in shape. This sounds like it might be even better. And you've reminded me of a story from my childhood. Well, you know, there used to be butchers in my hometown, and a woman goes into the butcher shop and says, listen, she looks in the counter and sees, she goes, what is that? And the butcher said, that's a cow's tongue. And she goes, what do you mean? People eat things that come out of a cow's mouth? He says, yes. It's a delicacy even in some places. And she says, that's disgusting. I would never eat anything that comes out of a cow's mouth. Can I have a dozen eggs? Well, you know, you just reminded me of that story. But also, just yesterday, Corinne, I was cleaning out my fridge, threw away an entire bag of organic pears that I didn't get to because I had a medical emergency. I didn't make my smoothies. I also had celery in there that had gone bad. And I also had, I've forgotten the other things, including a bowl of spaghetti that took some time to wash out. But the thing is this. This is a money-saving device. And, folks, we want you to get one or both in your home. The household ozone generator is just a $200 donation. Call us at 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. You can also visit us at give2wbai.org. That's give, the numeral 2, WBAI. .org. This is going to serve you as you serve the station. The other piece is the Fridge Zone, which is an ozone generator which goes into your fridge and helps to keep your food safe, longer lasting, and cleaner. And that's an $80 donation to WBAI. And for a donation, of course, of $280, we will send you out both of these. 212-209-2950 is the phone number for you to call. In just a moment, we're going to hear from the man who is one of the creators of the machines himself. But first, we need to see some of these phone lines light up. We hope that you will get on the phone and consider this. We are every night on the news warned to be afraid of a certain pathogen. And think about the beauty of washing your counters, washing your kitchen with something that isn't poisonous to your family. That's just water, but in a different state. Water that has been cleaned and treated differently, that is ozonated. And that means, I think, two or three oxygen atoms instead of one. But the number to call is 212-209-2950. We accept your American Express card, your Visa card, your Discover, your MasterCard, whichever it is that you choose. But pick up the phone get a hold of this, and remember that they are making these because we asked them. Normally, they produce commercial ozone generators, but for this audience, the company has agreed to make a special consideration. 212-209-2950 or give to WBAI.org. Corinne?
Now, there are ozone generators and ozone machines. When you type in on Amazon, many of those are from China. Some might be good, but some of them are put together with reactive metals. So when the ozone goes through them, the metals then react, and now you are getting toxified from something that you thought you said you're getting a low level heavy metal concentration release. Now, the thing is this is an American-made machine with excellent inner products. So we know the quality of what you're getting. This was not random. This was not something random. This is something that was well-researched and shown to be safe. It's a very good machine. You don't want any old ozone machine. Ozone is easy to make. It's just an electrical charge, and you run oxygen through the machine. It's very easy to make, but it's also very reactive. And so you want it in a controlled situation so that it doesn't convert the things around it as it's moving through the machine. So this is an excellent machine. It's American made. It's got very specific type of silicone innards, and the connectors are ozone safe, and you're getting a pure ozone when you use these machines. And like I said, Tony, you know, we offered this about a year and a half ago. They've all been shipped. Everybody's received them all, everyone that ordered them. But people called my office because they couldn't order anymore. They didn't, it wasn't available. It wasn't on the website. It had been taken down from the website, and it wasn't available anymore. They called my office and said, where do I go? What do I do? How do I get this specific machine? And I wasn't able to help them, but now we have them available again, and they're a wonderful product. And particularly right now, you know, I see people, you see in their eyes so much fear. You know, if you go to talk to them or whatever, they're just terrified. And yet, and they're using these chemicals on their hands continuously. They're the nurses.
And on their children's hands.
Their hands are all cracked and dry, which is a perfect medium for a virus to pass right through because the skin is all broken. But when you're using ozone to clean your hands, when you're using ozone, you're just using, it's like using water. It's like using a soft water with no danger to the tissue.
And so you're saying that if you were using the chemical cleansers, they would eat into your vinyl, and therefore, because you're using ozone, the furniture lasts longer. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, definitely. But I do, so I mix them, mix and match, but my percentage of the chemicals is way reduced, significantly
gotcha.
Reduced, because I'm able to use the ozone, which is the best.
What I think is great about this is that we're not just talking about anybody off of the street. We're talking about a health practitioner. The other thing, who uses the product, okay, somebody who uses it not just at home, also in the office. The other thing is this. This is WBAI being interactive, because we ran out of them. Our host, Corinne Frenari, went back to the manufacturer and said, listen, our audience needs this, and especially now, and we have it here for you folks. 212-209-2950. This is beautiful. This is the way we work together. It is WBAI working for you and you working for WBAI, a beautiful symbiotic relationship. Let's keep this going. Give us a call. A donation of $200 for the household ozone generator. That's the countertop version, which you use to ozonate your water around the house and to clean fruits and vegetables and whatever comes into your home. And we also have the Fridge Zone, which is an $80 donation. and that sits in your fridge and runs on batteries perpetually or until the batteries run out, and it keeps everything in your refrigerator fresh and clean. 212-209-2950. Who doesn't need this right now? Who isn't looking to keep their home environment spotless and as clean as possible? We all are. So think about and non-toxic. More importantly, non-toxic. That's what we're talking about here. Again, no virus, no bacteria, no fungi has ever been able to stand up to ozone. That's why we are happy to be able to serve our audience in this way. 212-209-2950. We need to see five more people getting onto the line. We're going to go quickly to a clip, but let's get some of these lines lit up first. Let's see a bunch of you calling. $280 donation gets you both of these items. And immediately when you put the fridge zone into your refrigerator, you're going to begin saving money. You're not going to have to throw out an entire bag of organic pears like I did just yesterday. 212-209-2950. Make that phone call. Make that commitment. Make that donation to Free Speech Radio. We are here for a reason. On the news, they are not talking about alternatives. They have one solution. It is a vaccination, allegedly. But what we're talking about here is the building of a clean environment, the improvement of your health system, actually, when you eat these fruits and vegetables without the toxins that were already on them. 212-209-2950. Corinne, can you introduce us to the clip that's coming up?
Well, this is a vice president of the company. I think his name is Mr. Mueller, and he's explaining the history of his company, but also explaining and discussing the two machines that we're offering and why they work so well in your home. So here we have this wonderful interview with Jimmy Mueller. He's Senior Vice President of Ozone Solutions. And I wanted to ask him some pretty basic questions because I know many of you are asking yourself, well, I hear what you're saying, but why do I want this? So we're looking at two home units. We're looking at a basic home unit for the refrigerator, and we're looking at a home unit, the sink top. That's where I use mine. That's where I put mine. So can you explain to us your machines and why they would benefit us so tremendously?
Well, our machines are designed quite simply to work in a variety of ways. It seems oversimplified to say that, but one of the unique things about our the way we have designed our systems is to make them flexible for our folks that use them, because we have them in small residential applications all the way up to large commercial applications. And so the benefits to using it there at your sink be as simple as being able to wash off your vegetables before you cut into them with a knife so that you don't cross-contaminate the outside with the inside of the vegetable. That's one of the easiest understanding of that.
What I have found with my machine is that, and we're talking about ozone. Ozone is an oxygen molecule which has been activated, and that molecule then has very unique properties. It has an antiviral property. It has an antifungal property. It has an antibacterial property. But it also has another property that I hadn't been aware of, even though I was using the machine for years. It breaks down pesticides. The minute I first heard about E. coli on lettuce, I immediately got a home ozone machine, and I wash all my fruits and vegetables. I've worked with medical ozone for the last 30 years, and I know its property, and I've seen how it works. I see how beautifully it works and how there are minimal, if any, side effects. So I immediately got a home ozone machine to wash everything that comes into my house. I passed it back to you.
No, it works great on those applications for sure. We've got one that actually goes in the refrigerator and kills all the bacterial load in the refrigerator, so the smells are gone away, plus which means the bacterial load is getting beat down when you're using it in your refrigerator. So the pesticides, the medical use that you've witnessed in your past is very easy to quantify. The washing of meat at a certain level, you have to get the PPM level, of course, up high enough to do that, but there's a lot of applications in the kitchen that you can totally utilize some of our equipment for.
Now, in the refrigerator, do you see a difference with your produce when you use the machine?
Oh, very much so. You'll have a shelf life, extension. So your shelf life, the berries, the strawberries, the blackberries, blueberries, lettuce, those kind of things will have a longer shelf life based on the fact that they don't have bacteria able to grow on them with the ozone being distributed throughout the refrigerator.
Now, when you open the refrigerator, will you smell a smell of ozone?
Just a slight smell sometimes. Mainly you'll smell a clean is what you'll really smell. That's what you're smelling, is you're smelling a clean type air instead of having like the smell of lasagna or vegetables or fruit that are, you know, in a decaying mood or decaying style at that point. So in other words, it's in a decay. So it starts decaying the minute it's picked. So when it gets in your refrigerator, yes, it's the refrigerator kind of slows that process with the cool temperatures, but having the ozone in there helps keep that bacterial load beaten down.
So would you still need baking soda?
No, not at all. I have several refrigerators here at the house that have it in it, and they're all over the country. I have people that get them from us and put them in their refrigerators out at the cabin that they go to every now and then. And one of our clients called me the other day and said, because I know them, and they said, hey, we haven't been able to get that smell out of our refrigerator at the lake in years, and we put that ozone machine in there and was able to get it out quickly. So it works in a variety of ways and helps tremendously.
Now, the sink one, which I use regularly, I have now, because of the possible viral contamination from meat packing plants and everything that comes into my house, I put in the sink, I ozonate the water, I continue to ozonate the water, and then I drop it in the sink and soak it while it's being ozonated. What do you think of that?
Well, the packaging for sure, the meat, contact time is an important part of this whole thing. One of the benefits to ozonating the water is if you can keep the stream going a longer time, you'll get a better kill, and so you'll get a better bacterial load kill. And so, for instance, if you're soaking it in a tub of water, is not necessarily the best idea because the overwhelming amount of bacteria, the ozone depletes quickly. But if you're running the water over the product, that's going to be your better step.
So that is part of the clip from Dr. Mueller, and we have to jump back in here, but you can hear the history of this machine, why it's being used, how it's being used, and why we want to bring it to you today. We need to get some more phone lines lit up just now. 212-209-2950 is the phone number for you to call. We're going to get to the second half of that clip in just a moment, but it is important for us to make sure that WBAI is supported. It is important for us to keep this station viable. We do that by asking you to donate funds to the station right now. We've got the machine we've been talking about during the entire hour, two of them. One is called the Fridge Zone. This fits into your refrigerator. It is about the size of a box of baking soda. It keeps your fruits and vegetables fresh and your refrigerator environment clean. Think of the money you're going to save on baking soda boxes in your fridge. You will start just there, and then the money you will save by keeping your fruits and meats fresh for far longer than they had been in the past. 212-209 2950. You can use an American Express card. You can use a MasterCard. You can use a Discover card. You can use a Visa card. It's just an $80 donation. We also have the countertop piece, which is the household ozone generator. Again, remember, ozone kills bacteria. Ozone kills viruses. Ozone kills funguses. If there's mold on your counters, for instance, that would be a use for this. And we are now seeing a rise in doctors telling people, don't use so much of that hand sanitizer. Maybe we've been using too much. Maybe we've overdone it. It ought to be noted as well that hand sanitizers kill the good bacteria on your hands. So when a child puts this on their hands and they have a developing immune system, it may impact the way their immune system develops. This is a much safer option. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call the lifeline to both a cleaner household and a more viable WBAI. Give us a call, won't you? Donate at that $200 level, and we will send you the household ozone generator. At the $80 level, we will send you the fridge zone, which does the same job or a similar job in your fridge. 212-209-2950. Karim, please help me get people to call or to visit WBAI or give to WBAI.
BAI, I see as a promise. And, you know, you don't go to a grocery store and pick up all the food, bring it home, cook it, eat it, and then say, I'll pay you for it later. No, but BAI is a promise. It's based on mutual trust. It's based on the strength of the community. So it's to our advantage. It's to our survival to maintain and create community out of BAI, because then BAI listens, takes what we've got to give, takes the information, utilizes it in their family to make their family healthier, to make their life better, to get a better understanding of the world, and then comes back when we need financial support and then supports us. It's like no other contract in the world. There's no contract like this other than in more primitive places where people have smaller communities. So BAI is a beautiful community maker, and that's what we're doing here. We've brought this to you in the tradition of WBAI to
Hello.
Keep our population healthier. We've brought this to you in the tradition of WBAI to have a better understanding of your world and of health around you and how to create it. And that's what BAI is about. It's not just you get a box and you say, well, which side do you want, black, blue, or red? And it's a life it's a life decision. No, we open up that box and look behind that red, blue, and white to find out what really is there so you can have informed decisions that enhance your life. Well, what I did and what we did is we realized that this is so beneficial to you. I use it every day in my office. I use it every single day. I use it with colds. I use it with flus. I use it with allergies. I use ozone with allergies. I use ozone with parasites. I use ozone with irritable bowel disease. I use ozone continuously. And I support immune systems with ozone. And I said, you know, not everybody can come to my office, but everybody can have ozone, and they can have it in their home and enhance their house, their health, their life. And what's better than having our vegetables more vibrant, more healthy, more absorbable? But you know what, Tony, I use it for more than just my vegetables. I use it in the garden. And what happens is when you use ozone water and pour it over your vegetables, and when I first got the machine, I tested this out. Mm-hmm. I had two pots right by my sink, and I put one ozone water and one regular water. And the ozone water just grew vibrant and larger, and the regular water just was a regular plant. It grew because I grow things well. But the ozone water was significantly different. And what happens when you pour ozone into the water of your plant? The ground, the earth, it's called clumping. It clumps together and it allows more water down. It allows the roots to take up more minerals. It solubilizes the minerals. And what the end result is, you see bigger, stronger, healthier plants. But you know what? That's what we're seeing when we're using it for ourselves. We are getting stronger and healthier because it's such a beautiful modality for all of us, for our plants, to clean our animals, to clean our counters, for ourselves, for our vegetables. And ozone has, you know, it's not something new. I'm not talking about something new and fandango. In Niagara Falls started cleaning their water with ozone in 1903.
Wow.
And ozone was first used as a preservative for cold storage of meat in 1909. The German army was using it to cleanse wounds because they had nobody had antibiotics at that time in 1914. This is not some new fandangled experiment. This is something proven over and over and over again to enhance health.
We might add that the reason that people don't know about it is because it can't be patented. Your doctor might prescribe it to you, but no one can make a profit from it. And that's why you have to get it here on WBAI, folks. 212-209-2950. We're bringing you the information because the industry that's focused on profits will not bring you anything that doesn't make them money. That's why we're the alternative. But maybe more important here is the passion of the host you've just been hearing. The passion of Corinne Fornari, who is doing this from her soul, from her heart, because she knows this is going to be helpful for you. She knows this is going to be life-changing for some people. She made an extra effort of going back to the manufacturer so that these items, the household ozone generator and the fridge zone, would both be available to you. Again, the household ozone generator is a $200 donation. That's the countertop one. The fridge zone is an $80 donation. Send us $280. They're both yours. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We've got the second half of our interview that we want to get to here very quickly, but we need about five more folks to get on the line first, pledging that $80 or pledging that $200 so that we can move forward here. 212-209-2950. You can also find both items at give2wbai.org. Again, that's give, the numeral 2, wbai.org. Make a commitment right now to your health. Make a commitment to this station by dialing this phone number. It'll take you about 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, 212-209-2950. And here now, we're going to get back to Mr. Mueller and our interview on the fridge zone and the household ozone generator.
It's interesting because my brother-in-law, since I was growing up, had an ozone machine, and I remember that kind of little bit of tickle in the nose in his butcher shop. It was not so strong that it was anyway irritant, but he had it because he had sides of beef hanging, and he maintained the ozone machine 24/7, so bacteria didn't grow, and the meat was able to age more efficiently. efficiently. And that's the way they use ozone in commercial. That's one of the ways in commercial. But with these machines, we can use ozone in our household. Again, killing bacteria, killing virus, cleaning our vegetables, reducing the pesticide count. I also get a small tub of water, a little small, in my sink, actually. It's not even a tub. And I put the ozone machine in the water, and I bubble it. I go in the next room. I bubble it. I come back, and then I take the water, and I wash my counters with it. What do you think of that?
That is definitely been done, and that's a good process as well, because you actually are using the strongest oxidant on the planet, oxidizer on the planet to take care of that. So that's a great step. Yeah, the Clorox is a strong cleaner, of course, but it's not an instantaneous cleaner like you would have an ozone-based water. So if you've infused water with ozone, that's where you're going to have your instantaneous kill when you wash something with it.
I think Clorox, it's about 10 minutes. When you rub Clorox on, it takes about 10 minutes before the bacteria or virus is inactivated and eventually killed.
Yeah.
Whereas with ozone, it's instantaneous.
Yep, it's an instantaneous kill, and you have that an instant kill that you don't have to keep reapplying, which obviously doesn't tear up your counters and such, because the Clorox will tend to start changing depending on what kind of countertops you have.
Now
it'll start messing.
Now, when we're dealing with Clorox or Lysol or all these other cleaners, there's a toxification or potential toxification. You've put it all over your counter, you put your lettuce on, you cut it, now you've got the Clorox that's being absorbed into the cut lettuce. In relationship to ozone, is there any toxification that can happen to the food that you're putting on the counter?
With ozone, no. You're not going to have that. You're going to have no residual effect hanging around once you wash your counters with it. So you won't have any. Ozone is an immediate kill, which means it also goes back to oxygen as soon as it makes that kill step. So you don't have any residual laying around on the counter.
So there's no possible way that putting it on the counter is going to interfere with your health. As a matter of fact, it's the cleanest, most efficient cleanser that you can use for your kitchen and counter, where the kids are going to put their arms all over, where you're going to sit and put your food on. That's why I'm so excited about these machines, that they've now been made available to the public.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of those unique things that, after years and years of studies and selling them commercially, now they've made them available to the public, and which is the normal course of business in most cases. It goes through that vetting process, if you will, on a commercial high level, and then it's brought to the public.
So you must be getting a tremendous response now, particularly with people's awareness of viruses in their home and awareness of potential problems with virus and bacteria that we're seeing in the food supply. There must be a tremendous response. But I think, let me tell you something, I think there's not enough understanding. Although we speak about it all the time, medicinally, and how powerful it is, I don't think people have correlated or transferred it to an understanding of how to utilize it in their own homes.
Right, yeah, we are getting a more than expectant load of people calling us on a daily basis asking about those exact questions. And one of the major issues is just education is one of our huge things that we try to do and help people understand the quality of life that you can start to have once you realize that you can start beating down the basic virals or the basic germ loads in your own home with an ozone machine.
Well, now you've heard it. We've really shared with you the understanding of ozone and where it comes from and why it works and how it works to kill the bacteria, how it works to kill viruses. It works so effectively and instantly, and you can bring this home to your house. Like I said, when I heard about vegetables, organic vegetables, having E. coli on them, I said, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to stop buying them. I need them. I want them. So what am I going to do to keep my family safe? And what I did was I went out and I got an ozone, a household ozone generator. And that's what I'm making available to you. That's what Tony and I are making available to you today. The household one is a little square box that sits on your sink. It sits, well, that's where mine sits. It sits on my sink and it's got a little tubing coming down that goes right into the sink. And then whenever I bring anything home, I put it in the sink. I just lightly cover it with water and turn on the machine, and everything is then washed and cleansed. And it takes about 7 to 10 minutes maximum while the machine is going on and on. It is perfect. We've got that house machine, the one that sits on the counter, for $200 donation to WBAI. That's 212-209-2950. But then we have another one that's also wonderful, and it's called a fridge zone, and it's $80. It's about the size of a baking soda package, and you put it on the side of your refrigerator, and you will smell a very slight pungent smell that you've smelled before. You know that smell before, and that's the smell of ozone. And ozone in your refrigerator cleanses the refrigerator, but also stops surface bacterial growth on your vegetables, bacterial, fungal, viral growth on your vegetables, on your fruits. Your food will last longer. It will look plumper. It'll look like, oh my goodness, I bought it 3 days ago, but look at how firm and nice it looks right now. You will not need to throw away as much food as you have been up to now. Like I said, my family can't get to the berries that I buy fast enough. It's a race between us and the mold, whatever gets there first. Because once the mold takes over, we're not eating it. And but now, with the ozone, the fridge zone, and the house ozone generator, I wash my berries off when they come home. I put them in the refrigerator. I've got the fridge zone on, and they last us, and they stay plump, and they maintain their fluid, and they're just wonderful. They're like I just brought them home, and it's now a week later. Normally, I'd be cleaning out my refrigerator, throwing them away with the organic pears, everything together, because we'd happen to not be home for 2 days. The food mm-hmm. went bad. But when you're doing this, you don't have to. The same with little cucumbers. They rot so fast. They get this sliminess on them so rapidly. But when you wash them with the ozone, they stay fresh for a week plus. And it's just wonderful. Or if they start to age in there in your refrigerator, you pull them out, put them in the sink, and boom, it's gone. And they're moist again, and you can still eat them. They're wonderful. This is a wonderful addition to your household. And what it will save you in food costs. Every week we're saving money. You know, I buy organic food the most I can. When you throw that away, it hurts my heart.
And pocket. And that's a part of what this is. You can keep your cow tongue fresh or your chicken eggs, whichever you choose, your vegetables, your berries, your pears. But you have to call the number first, 212-209-2950. We're running out of time here, folks. We need about 10 more callers to get onto the line to make a donation in support of this program and in support of this great radio station, WBAI 99.5 FM. Nobody else does it this way. Nobody else can do it the way we do it. And I'm going to tell you why. The passion that you just heard from Corinne Fornari, that she went back to the manufacturer because she knew this would serve our audience. Not for any other reason. She already has an ozone generator at her office and at her home. It wasn't for her. It was for you. We need you to meet that passion with your donations. 212-209-2950. The phone number is easy to call. It takes about 2 minutes. Dial that number. And for a donation of $200, we will send you out the household ozone generator. That comes and sits on your counter. For a donation of $80, we will send you the fridge zone. But you got to dial right now because we're at the end of the hour. It's time for us to go, and we need to hear from you. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call. And don't forget, you can find both of these items at give2wbai.org. If you think you're going to find this kind of love and caring for the audience on another radio station, I dare you to find it. You will not, because our hosts here at Pacifica Radio, at WBAI, we care. We care, and we know that this will make a difference for you. This program is an example of that, of how we feel about you and how we feel about the mainstream. It is a gift to have these microphones to be able to present you with alternatives, alternatives that may impact your lives in a positive way. That's all. That's what we're talking about here. 212-209-2950. Make that phone call. Keep this station thriving. Keep us clean and keep your environment clean. Send your money over here. We're going to wash it with ozone water. 212-209.
Launder money.
Yes, 2950, so to speak. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call. Dial that number right now. Make a difference in not only your home environment, but in this station. And the passion that you've heard here today is real. The caring that you heard here today is real. The love for our audience that you've heard here today is real, and it's for you. We hope that you feel about us the way that we feel about you. 212-209-2950. And as Corinne said before in the program, we don't just open a box and shoot it out to you. We open the box, check on it, use it, see if it works, and then we present that for our audience because it matters and because it works. We understand that we couldn't do this without you, not just without your money, but without your love and without your choosing to tune in to WBAI. It's a big deal to us that you've chosen to listen to this station. And we appreciate it. But we still need funding to keep the commercials away so that there aren't commercial interests running on this station. Let us hear from you. 212-209-2950. You can also visit give2wbai.org and make your donation there. Corinne Fornari, thank you so much for being with me today. Any final words?
Thank you so much, Tony, for having me. And like I said, if only the people that call that couldn't order last time because there wasn't enough supply, call now. We've got enough supply for everyone. And you love the machine. It works. It will work in your home. It'll work for you.
So happy we could bring it to you. Everyone, have a great week, and we will see you next time. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
thinnest line ever move?
Someone can't decide which donut.
I just want my 7-grain bread, that's all.
The apple pie is on sale.
The apple pie is from yesterday.
I feel like I'm from yesterday.
What is so hard about picking a donut?
Well, some people don't make snap decisions.
Flip a coin.
Or take your time. I don't mind waiting my turn.
But this isn't just waiting.
It's waiting and waiting and waiting.
I know. That's why I'm sure glad I've got my WBAI.
Be glad you've got your WBAI. Become a member online at WBAI.org.
Activist Sharon Salam speaks out for WBAI.
We should be moving forward, collecting the funds that we need to make sure that our station is whole and that it can do its job as it has done for me in the past. When all of this stuff happened to me many, many years ago in 1989, I didn't get very many opportunities to speak out in regards to the wrong that was done to my son and the other boys in the Central Park Jogger case, as it was called at that time. Very few people stepped up. Yes, Like It Is was there, WBAI was there, and a few others. Majority of those stations that let people like myself speak and tell them what was going on the other side, those stations are gone. If we lose WBAI, where do we go to get our words out? Where do we go if you've been arrested unjustly? Where do you go if someone's taken your children unfairly? Where do you go to seek justice? We must keep this station alive.
Yeah.
Alive. WBAI.
No justice.
This is listener-sponsored, locally controlled WBAI New York.
Thanks to you.
Thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring up.